Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, the 10th of January, 2022. I want to just say happy birthday to my lovely wife this morning. And also, I've been thinking a lot about the majesty and the greatness of God. And sometimes we can meditate upon His majesty and His greatness, but we also sometimes forget that God is a personal God. He's not aloof, okay? He is a God that cares. We have a friend in Jesus. He said that He calls us brothers, and that in His high priestly prayer in the 17th chapter of John, He prayed that we may be one as Him and His Father are one, and that we might share in His glory. So when we consider the majesty of God, His omnipotence, His omnipresence, His the fact that He is all-powerful and great, let us never forget that He's also a personal loving God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever should believe on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved, the world of His elect. He died for all kindreds, all tongues, all peoples, all nations, people from every nation, every tongue, and every kindred. He said, "Come unto Me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So it is true, God is powerful. He's majestic. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. But it's also true that He cares. Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. The peace of God passeth all understanding. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body. Our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God, even our Father, which has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Thou hast ascended on high, Thou hast led captivity captive, Thou hast received gifts from men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. The heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when My sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Many times we feel separated from God. We feel lonely. We feel isolated. We feel like God doesn't care. Oftentimes the psalmist cried out to God in his isolated state. You know, we need to do the same. Psalm 69 says, "Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God." Have you ever felt that way? I know I have. But, you know, he goes on the 29th verse, he says, but I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein, for God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah that they may dwell there and have it in possession. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. And so, even though God is majestic, even though he is independent of his creatures, even though he needs nothing, he also is a friend to the poor. We see in his earthly ministry down here, he reached out to the underprivileged. He healed the sick. He gave the sight their blind. He gave the deaf their hearing. He healed the crippled. And those that were in need of forgiveness, he forgave them. Let us never forget the lady of Samaria, Zacchaeus and the sycamore tree, the lady that touched the hem of his garment. He is a friend to those who are poor and needy. But he is the Almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May the good Lord be with you today. God bless.